So I started out yesterday telling you about, a friend, an individual that I call a friend, and I adopted him as my friend because, well, I'm after him. Listen, he might be listening tonight because he has written back and we have exchanged some emails. He's the one that wrote to me the other day that said, I am praying daily that your God doesn't exist. Now, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. We're talking about, a week of engaging the concept of the physics of miracles, the power of prayer, of God, or as contrasted to New Age intention. Let me say this. At the very other end of the scale would be counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles. The counterfeit where dark masters plan off spirits that are assigned to come and engage humanity and bring to humanity massive deception and then use humanity as, as vessels. Vessels for writing. Vessels for those actual counterfeit signs, wonders, miracles, etc. So we need to be aware. We need to know the difference. Is it just us? Is it just us all by ourselves? Nothing else? Nobody else around? Or is there something more when it comes to enhancement, the physics of miracles? I was going to share yesterday that word of hope. That's what I have been doing somewhat over the last number of weeks, and I didn't get to it again, coming to the end of the show, but I'm going to go back to it right now. It's out of the book of Ephesians, so I'm going to open up with this. Here's what it says, now unto him, in reference to God now unto him, the God that exists. And again, I'm going to encourage, if you're interested, if you're a reader, there's a couple of books out there. There's one by what I feel is one of the great theologians, but one of the most humble, personable individuals ever, Francis A. Schaeffer. He wrote a book, The God Who Is There. Then he wrote a book referring to God. He is there and he is not silent. So it's about the existence of God. But more than that, when I read Hebrews 11:6, God wants us not only to believe that he exists, but the kind of God that he is, that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. So I've got good news for those who have doubted, those who are seekers, those who are looking. Maybe you've embraced the spirits of the New Age, and maybe you've gotten into all kinds of other things, but you've never found God. Well, I want you to know that that's what this is all about, that you can not only find God, God is looking for you. God is seeking you. And wherever you're listening, whether by satellite, whether by internet, radio, whether by the downloads later, the archives. And we have some friends out there that are making YouTube videos out of some of these live broadcasts. So we appreciate that. And however it's coming to you, the prayer is by the power of God. That is by the hand of God. There's a great prayer. Now listen to this. This is that kind of anthropomorphism. That's a big word. We use it in theology concerning, things like, Acts chapter 4, when they are standing there praying, guided by the Spirit of God, quoting Scripture, they pray that God would stretch out his hand and do what? Stretch out his hand and do what? Well, here in that chapter, it says to heal and to perform miraculous signs and wonders in the name of his holy servant Jesus, of the Lord Jesus, of all who Jesus is, all who Jesus was ever proclaimed to be from the Old Testament to the New, revealed in the New, who he is right now. So I would pray that even as we open this show, as we pray live on air right now, that God would stretch out his hand to save, to heal, to perform miraculous signs and wonders in the name of his holy servant, the Lord Jesus Christ. Based on Acts chapter 4, that's what I'm going to pray. And believe that within this hour, God can, will, there's expectancy. And again, the physics of miracles, that is the way in which God does, the how, not just the why, is interesting, but I don't always have to know. I don't always have to know the how. Sometimes it is so beyond us. It is awesome to be able to realize we can know the why without knowing the how. You ever read Proverbs where it says, lean not on to your own understanding? You know, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. You know why? We're limited. You don't have to always figure it out. God operates even when you can't figure it out, trusting Him, trusting God. So I'm going to trust the Lord today and all this week that in the midst of all the exposure and all the blood and guts of the evil side and all the catastrophic stuff coming, and yes, I've got a major warning today concerning dark spirits, masters, that are coming with counterfeit miracles. The physics of miracles, well, they come from two sources ultimately. And I'm going to tell you right now, not only are there clear-cut counterfeit miracles going on out there, but I'm going to tell you that I believe that there will be far more supernatural, miraculous occurrences. That includes healings and all kinds of things, especially when the false prophet gets here. Well, that false prophet's going to do stuff that's going to dazzle humanity, that's going to absolutely bring a unifying of humanity. With the power of signs and wonders and miracles, the false prophet is going to be able to solidify, to weld the world's population. Billions of people will come to believe and worship the dragon, worship the Antichrist, because of the power of signs, wonders, and miracles. Well, that the false prophet does, and the issue is here. He does them. They are real, but they are not by the hand of God. They are not by the source of the Spirit of God. It is not by the exertion of the power of God. It will be by the exertion of the power of dark spirits. This is Russ Dizdar, Shatter the Darkness live broadcast on a Tuesday night, May the 10th, 2011, and we are ready to go here at 6 p.m. We got about 9 minutes into the show right now. We're going to tell you that not only are we engaging a friend and others that are now writing. The friend the other day that wrote, and I'm adopting him as a friend, that wrote, I pray daily that your God doesn't exist. Now, when he wrote to me about all the other things concerning his life, it was clear to me that he's never met God, doesn't know God, hasn't felt, tasted, or experienced the personal, relational love of God, salvation of God, engagement with God, the Spirit of God. And that's what I'm praying for. And for many of you listening right now, I am praying, and even if you're listening 6 months from now to this broadcast that was done live earlier, I would ask that God stretch out his hand, that's right, stretch out his hand, to awaken your heart, crush the lies and deception all around, and open your eyes to God, to Christ, that you'd be saved, that God would heal you, that God would engage you with his miracle and his power and his life, as I pray for you listening live right now. In the name and from the source, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we acknowledge him as the prophets and the apostles in Scripture and as the angels of God and even the demons. Even the demons really know who he is. They know that he is Yahweh in human flesh. They know he is God in human flesh, Savior of the world. Now I've been reading the Gospel of Mark already this week again, and I'm fascinated by when we see Jesus doing things instantly or immediately or quickly. God is in human flesh, healing, reaching out, crushing and exposing the demonic side. So when I'm reading this, I'm reading about the healing, and in all the source is in the person of the Lord Jesus. But not all the miracles, not all the signs, not all the spiritual experiences going on today are from Christ. As prophesied by God, that in the end of days there would be planos, this is Timothy 4:1, planos spirits that would counterfeit that which God does. The goal is counterfeit. The goal is to be just like, to copy. And the goal, listen, as revealed by the Spirit of God in Timothy 4:1, these planos, seducing imposters, I mean deep, dark, lethal demons that masquerade as angels of light, as masters, as spirit guides, as entities, and so forth. Well, they're going to be out here doing the same stuff. And that's whether that's through Edgar Cayce in the past, or psychics and others around now, even remote viewers doing remote healing. Where does that power come from? And they know that it's beyond themselves. It involves non-human enhancement, and that non-human enhancement, well, it either comes from the hand of God and points back to God and is used to draw people to God because of the love and compassion of God, or it is used to temporarily strike a need of humanity with the goal of massive deception and drawing people away from Christ, from God, and captivating, and with the desire, listen, these masters, these spirits, these demons, their desire is ultimately to use a life once they get in. I mean, really, with real power and ability to get in and then transfer their work and spread that work. So I'm going to say it again, as I've been saying for some time now, the broadest deception spiritually in human history is upon us, and we haven't seen anything yet. Now, I'm going to stop for a moment to tell you this, two things. One, I'll tell you about it in a moment. I got a letter in the mail today, came from Oregon, had a page of scripture partially burned along with a ritual that was done, a curse. The moment I touched the envelope, I knew that it was not from a friendly source. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to scan it, take pictures, I'm going to put it on the web later on. As long as I feel that it's not going to have any kind of adverse effect on anybody else. Before I even opened it, I already prayed against anything done. But a ritual was done. And the paperwork and a partially burned piece of torn out page of scripture. I'll explain more of it. But it just came in today. And we're going to explain more of it on Wednesday night's Ragged Edge show, the live show that goes from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock on Wednesday nights. We're also going to play the partial, what sounds like a demonized person or personality speaking. We're also going to play that on Wednesday night because it was called in and left live on our call-in line. And normally, again, there's no one that can get back to you. Nobody answers that line. It receives information. And twice, a demonized voice or a demon direct unleashed. And as long as I can see that it doesn't bring any effect we'll see. That's going to be tomorrow night, Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Now, we'll be here live at 6 p.m. on this show right here, Satellite and Internet. But the Blog Talk Radio, the Ragged Edge Show on Wednesday night. Again, you can find all of this information, shatterthedarkness.net on the web, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. If you're new, this is Russ Dizdar. And shatterthedarkness.net on the web can be found, shatterthedarkness.net. When you do go there, this week's theme, the physics of miracles, and we're going to talk about, again, the why is going to be clearly evidently known as you read the Gospel of Mark. And by the way, this fellow that has written into me, praying that the God that I know doesn't even exist, he's praying that daily, here's lately, because I've asked him and I've asked the audience to read the Gospel of Mark this week, and he wrote back and said he would. So I'm grateful for that. I'm going to ask God to work powerfully out of the Gospel of Mark. Now, I'm going to keep mentioning the Gospel of Mark because it's all about the physics of miracles. It's all about the demonstration of God, of God's miracles. What is God like? What does God do? Even the first chapter is like a nutshell of the entire book. And this is the God who operates and works today. Let me say this really quickly for a lot of believers in Christ. Let me welcome you and say it is really glad to have you. I'm glad to have you here writing to me on Facebook and emails and so forth. Little by little, we're catching up. But let me say this, that as much as we bring exposure to the dark side, we're going to talk about Edgar Casey or Sai Baba in India or the Maitreya or many others or the coming false prophet that will do outside of Christ more visible, miraculous signs, wonders, miracles, and healings and so forth. It'll be off the scale beyond anyone other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's already predicted it will influence billions. So the scripture prophetically is given ahead of time to warn you about that. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived by any and all miracle signs, wonders that are occurring. Look for the source. You can find out the source by what is proclaimed, what the miracle sign wonder intends for you to look to and or to look away from. So the miracle sign and wonder, like Deuteronomy 13, listen, Deuteronomy 13 is a good grid. So if a sign, a wonder, a miraculous event occurs, if it turns you away from the living words of God, the word of God, and of God himself, and let me say this, of Christ, if it turns you away and tries to give you a fake counterfeit or altogether immerse you into something away from God, then you know that it didn't come from God. No matter what it's done, no matter how good it seems, no matter how miraculous it is, it didn't come from God. It wasn't an angel of God. It wasn't some master that was sent from God. It wasn't a spirit guide sent from God. As God's disclosed in Scripture, the dark side has sent them. They have sent them by the hundreds of millions worldwide for two reasons. Again, Timothy 4:1. Number one, to deceive many, to deceive. The goal, deception, with the idea of seduction. That little Greek word, planos, can also be translated or have the concept of imposter. So these imposter spirits are going to try to counterfeit what God does with the goal of deception and the goal of getting into lives to use them to further their agenda, to make them vessels to further the agenda. Now, again, that's counterfeit to what God has done in Christ. As believers in Christ, you and I, as we receive the living Christ, have the Spirit of God operative in us and have the power of God in us to witness, to share, and the power of prayer. Well, guess what can happen today no differently than back then when Jesus not only walked the earth, but in the book of Acts, signs, wonders, miracles, healings, extraordinary things can come from God today. Nothing is impossible. Jesus Christ is absolutely the same yesterday, today, and forever. So that's why I'm telling you, and I know that this broadcast has had an extraordinary, by the power of God, by the hand of God, effect in lives of people all around the world. And let me tell you something, I love to hear back from you, those of you who've gotten saved, some that have gotten healed or delivered, some who've been stricken by the power of God to turn away from sin and backsliding and turning back fully to Christ. I get letters like that all the time. Some that have, they were being pulled away and deceived by the dark side, by New Age spirits, by what would be like angels of light, but lethal demons masqueraded. And they literally, by the information and by the presence and power of the Spirit of God and the Word of God, they realized the difference and they got out of it and fully came to Christ. Let me tell you, there's no greater power, no greater enhancement than that which comes from God. And today we're going to go over, if you've got, listen, on the website, shatterthedarkness.net, there are PDF file notes, study notes. The Tuesday study notes has A, B, C, and D. A, enhancement comes from question mark. We're going to go over six of those. B, the depths of salvation. Now we're going to do B, C, and D deals with the incredible, not only enhancement, this is supernatural enhancement. It is what is necessary. It is what is needed. It is incredible. The depths of salvation, the possibilities of sanctification, and the fringes of glorification. We're going to talk about that today in the body of the message. Now, in this context, I started quoting Ephesians 3:20. I hope that you'll write it down, put it on a 3x5 card, begin to memorize it. Here's what it says, now unto God that is able to do exceedingly abundantly. Now this is the word huper ek periusu. It means super abundantly, immeasurably more. Now unto God who's able to do immeasurably more above all that we ask or think. The idea of think there is the word for imagining and thinking in our heads. You never get before God and think, well, this could happen. You know, I'm going to ask God. You know, the Bible does say, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find. Let me tell you, even though we are going to bring you an explicit example of the dark side's direct counterfeit of what God does, we want you to realize we as believers are not supposed to back away and do nothing. We should be unleashing the grace, the might, the power, and allow God to operate through us. All of those giftings that are given, charismatic giftings, all of the work of God that involves healing, body, soul, and spirit, that involves deliverance from the dark side, that involves, even as we see in the book of Acts, extraordinary miracles. You know what I'm praying? Really, because of this medium that we're using right now, radio, broadcast, and archive messages. See, I go back to the Old Testament when one of the prophets prayed concerning two different, you know, praying that there'd be two individuals raised from the dead. Elisha did this and someone was raised. Elijah did this. Now, Elisha wanted to occur, but he wanted to occur a couple of times. Now, he died and his bones were in a cave, and you know the story maybe where an individual was literally thrown in there as a dead man, but he was raised to life. And the point of the story is this: even after the prophet was dead and gone, the prayer that he prayed, God answered later on. Miraculously, extraordinary, God did an extraordinary miracle. And when you think of the prophet Elijah and Elisha, let me take you to James chapter 5, when the Spirit of God through James says, we are just like, the Greek word kathos, exactly like Elijah, who prayed that it wouldn't rain for 3 years and it didn't, then he prayed that the rains would come and it did. The emphasis here is saying, hey, the prophets were not some kind of out of the ordinary supermen that none of us can reach as far as our walk with God. What the Spirit of God was saying, the example of Elijah, and I would include Elisha now too, is on the table for us to say, wow, look what God did, and look what God can continue to do to this very day. So after the prophet prayed, after he was dead, years later maybe, I don't know the exact timing, but the answer to his prayers came after he died. Moms and dads, as you're praying for your kids, or vice versa, young folks praying for moms and dads, please understand the power of prayer coming from the source, the hand of God. Now, I'm going to keep saying the hand of God in reference to all of this miracle, all of this work of God by the hand of God. But I wanted to give you a word of hope today, and it was really meant for yesterday, Ephesians 3:20. Love for you to memorize it, to know it well. Let the Spirit of God speak it into you. Now unto God that is able to do, hooper ek periasu. That is the word meaning immeasurably more, super abundantly above all that you can ask or even think or imagine. According to the power, the dunamis, that real power. That dunamis is what raised Jesus from the dead. That dunamis is what caused the conception in the womb of the Virgin Mary. That dunamis came out of Christ, and that's what brought the healing. You can even read about that dunamis, that power of God in Luke's Gospel chapter 5. The power, the dunamis of God was present to heal the sick. Christian, believer in Christ, born of the Spirit of God, that power dwells within you. You've got to understand, as Jesus taught, that if we would believe him, we would do the works, the erge, the supernatural operative healings, miracles that he was doing. And I'm going to tell every believer right now worldwide, I'm going to tell every believer that downloads this, however this is put out on the internet all around, we're going to tell you right now, and I trust the Spirit of God to witness to your heart. I really believe that believers need to understand how confidently they can come before the throne of grace. I mean, we're told in Hebrews 4 to boldly or confidently come before the throne of grace to find grace and mercy to help us, to have actually the hand of God, his power exerted, whether it's healing, help, deliverance. God sends angels in the midst of answered prayer. You look at the book of Acts, and in the midst of intercession prayers, angels are dispatched. That's how it was in Daniel's day. So as it was way back then, as it was in the days of the book of Acts of the body of Christ, so it is explicitly, immediately, right now, right here. So now unto God that is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work. Now let me tell you something about that word worketh. That word right there, energeo. That word effectual, a supernatural operative. That's the power of God working in a supernatural operative way in and through us. No wonder why sometimes you can pray and feel like power has gone out. No wonder why you can pray in the power of the Spirit of God and feel like God's power is just all over you. There are times you can be praying for people and feel power of God exerted, power of God going out, power of God going in and on somebody when somebody gets healed. I have felt the power of God in the midst of deliverances when the authority of Christ was exerted. So let me tell you that today, nothing is impossible for him who believes. God is able to do extraordinary miracles, that Christ is still doing it through his obedient, believing church. And those miracles, those signs, those wonders, those amazing things that God does brings about salvation and healing and help and literally sometimes dazzles us into silence because of the kind compassion of God. I've been literally stupefied, if I can use that word. I've been silenced in overwhelming emotion and tears as God has done great things. See, I know that God, and I would say this to the friend that wrote, and maybe was praying every day that the God that I know doesn't exist. I would say now that he's studying and looking into the Gospel of Mark and maybe listening to the broadcast, I sent him the one yesterday. I told him that I mentioned him all the way through yesterday. And again, the policy, I won't mention a name unless I have somebody's permission for a reason. But I'm going to trust. I'm going to trust that the work of the Spirit of God for those who don't know Christ, those who recon this show, those undergrounders that listen, even the young man in Oregon who has done a ritual and sent me the elements of that ritual in the mail, here's what I pray. Number one, by the authority of Christ, we command and cancel all the demonic powers and all the intent of the demonic that was done, summoned to be released. We command it to be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Number two, we pray for the Spirit of God, the hand of God to go forth to crush all of the demonic work and presence around this individual. I would also pray that God would stretch out his hand to bless this individual with the drawing of the Spirit of God into salvation. I pray for this man, this young man, to be saved. He's a student, and I pray for God to save him, like Saul of Tarsus. I would pray that God would visit him. And I want to pray for you today that God will stretch out his hand. And that through this one-hour broadcast, whether live right now or months later, I am asking God to save listeners that are not saved. I'm asking God to stretch out his hand to heal both in physical body, mind, soul, the emotion, the mind. God, crush the spirit of depression. Release individuals in the name of Jesus Christ, Jesu Christu. The only source, the only one that we're asking this to be done in, his name. May God show the power that was exerted in the resurrection of Christ, even now, even right now, even in extraordinary miracle. Lord, visit listeners according to needs, according to what is needed right there. Now, before I go into the body of the message today, because it's got a lot of points, Let me tell you, and I told you yesterday, I was reading a book. Because, again, I have to read. I read a lot, and I got to read the other side of the story. Now, the book is entitled, believe it or not, The Physics of Miracles. But it's not what you think. Now, the title captured my mind, but I knew it wasn't coming from somebody that has experienced God, knows Christ, and is doing it in His name. Now, the subtitle, Tapping into the Field of Consciousness Potential. So I'm reading different bits and pieces all the way through the book about this individual and energies and masters and spirits and angels and help and non-human enhancements and the physics of miracles and on a quantum level and on and on and on and on and on. And an individual that claims that he's healed people by putting his hands on them and that he's now training people to do the same. But I was reading in the beginning, and this is what I need to do a lot of times in books. Sometimes I peel through the back and middle and go all over where I need to go. And it kind of reminds me of Craig Hines' book, Gateway to the Gods, Small G, and how he got started. He had an engagement with some kind of entity, and then that entity led him to another and another and another, and that led him on his path away from God, but deep into the counterfeit, deep into the alternative, deep away from God, but with real spiritual experiences. Now, as I'm reading this book, here's what I'm gonna read something to you, and I'm gonna give you an exact example. When you think in terms of Sai Baba in India talking about the miracles being done, or the witch doctors and others down in South Africa that are being done, or other kinds of healings, even among Muslim nations, they have folk kind of witch doctors to get rid of the evil eye. So what powers are they summoning? In the White House, when voodoo was done by the mother-in-law, what was she doing? What powers were invoked? When remote viewers are tapped into the Akashic records or the collective unconscious, and they're wanting to do remote healing, what power is exerted? When you read the Gospels and when you read the book of Acts, you're going to find out that these healings and this extraordinary miracle and this incredible happening all came from the hand of God, the power of God, and God sending angels that worship the living Christ. That's one way you tell a real angel from a fallen masquerading angel. No angel of God would ever let you worship it. No angel of God will turn you to spiritual experiences that turn you away from the Word of God or the living Christ. They worship Him. They are serving worldwide in the redemption of humanity, even right now, even this hour, even this moment as I speak. Could be that angels of God are operative. May God deliver those persecuted around the world. May those listening by satellite in areas where that's all you've got, may God show incredible. I mean, in the book of Acts, as Paul and Silas were praising God and praying, that's all they could do, God caused an earthquake that ripped open the jail cell doors. Don't tell me that God can't do this today. Don't tell me that it's not extraordinary. This is the way I'm praying. This is the way I'm believing. This is the way I believe Jesus taught and Jesus demonstrated in the early disciples, and the book of Acts is packed with it. The church birthed in such supernatural power, sign, wonder, and miracle should be what that was 2,000 years ago should be what it is today. Let me tell you this. Don't sit around just speaking down on Laodicea and things like that. And it's one thing to bring exposure and correction and even rebuke. But don't forget to live out the realities of winning souls, praying for healing, seeing the power of God, and believing God to do all, listen, charismatic working, the giftings of the Spirit through your life. So you and I must allow God to work through us in amazing, amazing ways. Anybody reading the gospel, listen, anybody reading the book of Acts chapter 8, you're going to find a second generation Christian, Philip. Look what he did and look what God did. Look at the work of the Spirit of God, of an angel of God, of a supernatural, kind of a translocating of him. All of that can happen today. All of what we see in the Old Testament. I'm going to tell you again, this is what I truly believe, that the works of Jesus and the extraordinary things that God can and wills to do can be done, but it's always done through redeemed believers. Redeemed believers become the vessels by which God does his work. Old Testament, look at the book of Acts, all those miracles, all those signs, all those wonders, all those healings, all those extraordinary things done in and through redeemed believers. On the other side of the fence. Want a heads up? I'm reading the author of this book, The Physics of Miracles, that's not about the miracles of God. Though God is brought into this, though this individual seems to want to tag God into his experience, in all of this, the absence of Jesus Christ, the absence of the Word of God is noted. The writer of this book, Physics of Miracles, is telling a story on page 4 and 5 about an incredible encounter and where he got his powers to heal, where he got his powers of enhancement, where he got his ability to now, in training sessions, transfer and teach others how they can do it. You want to hear about it? Listen to these words, and I quote on page 5. Now you get your discernment up. Listen. He's talking about after dropping off his daughter. He didn't have a whole lot of sleep. And wasn't sure whether it was a hallucination or whatever it was. But you got to understand, he was already open to New Age practices, already open to the Planos spirits, already open to spiritual experiences and communications that were coming from the dark side, though masqueraded as light, as counterfeit good things. Here's what he says, quote, "Suddenly, I could see clearly with my mind's eye a vision of a man wearing a brightly colored turban standing in front of me." Now, this is after he's in a car and some kind of, well, he didn't know if it was hallucination, a vision, whatever it was. He all of a sudden slowed down and he looked more closely. And he says these words, "Yes, there was definitely someone or something standing in the middle of the road. I pulled over and stopped my car. Suddenly, I could see clearly, with my mind's eye, a vision of a man wearing a brightly colored turban." You know, like the Tibetan would have wore with Alice Bailey? "A turban. Standing in front of me, his right arm upraised in greeting." This, he's talking about a Planos spirit. Timothy 4:1. "A brightly colored turban standing in front of me, his right arm upraised in greeting, not wasting a moment on pleasantries, he addressed me in a powerful commanding tone saying, quote, 'I will let you have what you desire if you promise never to raise your hand in order to harm any part of life.'" End of quote. That's what the entity said to him. So the entity now, a Planos spirit, a master that's wearing a turban, stops and unleashes this to him. He's been wanting it. He's been open to that other side. But he's told that he's got to be promised that he's going to use it not to harm. So the man says this, quote, "I immediately nodded my agreement to his terms. With a gentle bow of his head, he looked at me in the eye and commanded, 'So let it begin.' In the next moment, I heard a whooshing sound and felt as though the top of my head had been pried open and its contents were gushing out of my skull and into the sky. In my mind's eye, I saw and felt something huge descending from directly overhead." Let me stop there a moment. Counterfeit to Pentecost, the rushing sound of a wind, tongues of fire, the power of the Spirit of God coming down and upon them. This is very much counterfeit to that on a personal level. So all of a sudden, his head's been pried open, contents were gushing out, and something else was descending down into his head from directly overhead of him. Pretty amazing. Here's what he goes on to say, quote, as this thought form construct opened, I began to have rapid images of scenes flash into my awareness. A massive spiritual software program began to download into my brain. Even though this program continued for more than a few minutes, I quickly became acclimated to the occurring and regained the normal use of my bodily functions. Then here's what he says, quote, the master appeared to me again and told me to touch my left rib cage and my right hand, or with my right hand. Obediently, I did what was asked of me. Now, let me stop again on page 6 in this book in a story of a man that is now claiming that he can lay hands on people and heal them. And he tells of stories that he's trying to do good. Let me tell you something. It's not too many times where you can read and see something that is in direct counterfeit to the original. It burns my britches, and it should every believer out there. On the one hand, we should be out doing what Jesus Christ, God in human flesh, Savior, the one that loves the world, wants no one to perish. But instead, in this engagement, a man that does not have Christ in him, does not have the Spirit of God in him, does not have that protection, but instead has been wide open to New Age spirits, master spirit, demons, all kind. He's open to all kinds of stuff. And sure enough, while he's taking courses in kind of a New Age training, where there can be transference of spirits, planar spirits, I quote again, a massive spiritual software program began to download into his brain. I quote again, the master appeared to me again and told me to touch my left rib cage with my right hand. He did this. Now, ultimately, he's going to say he got healed. Healing was unleashed. And I quote down here later on in page 6. However, as soon as I touched my left side, it was touched by this master entity. I was healed and noticed my rib cage reformed in a new and much more comfortable position. He goes on at the end of this chapter to say this. Some of the discussion was quite technical and involved scary geometry. The activation of the chakras in my hands, in other words, the demonic entity, the master, literally unleashing his presence as attachment to those areas on his hands. So the activation of these powers on his hands and so much more. Then he says this, quote, as the angelic download drew to 5 hours later, then a beautiful feminine being, so I'm getting an enemy, a female entity, said to me, this event was scheduled for your birthday in May, but we needed a number of uninterrupted hours alone with you in order for this to proceed and to be completed. And the feminine entity said to him, in the releasing of these powers of healing, happy birthday. Let me say very carefully, you would not want, I mean, listen, we all want to see our friends and children and others healed. Can I ask you something? Do you want somebody healed, and would you be willing to take healing from the devil, from the dark side, even if it's masqueraded to look like a good angel, like a master wearing a multicolored turban? Would you let these entities download stuff into your head, their powers, their works? Well, point A on the notes today, listen to me now, listen please. Enhancement comes from, and I got 6 areas. Number 1, self. You know, when we try to enhance ourselves, and we do that when we brush our teeth, when we comb our hair, when we work out, when we jog, when we eat certain foods, we do a lot of things to enhance ourselves. That's okay. There's a lot of things we can do to enhance ourselves, and that's a good thing. Number 2, by the example of others. Now, there's people that I see that improve their lives, that eat certain foods, that do certain things, that go get education, and all kinds of things. So by example of others, we can look and see what has worked, and we might want to do the same. Number three, by cultural issues, where in our own culture, we can learn skills, we can learn abilities, we can learn how to use the internet, we can learn how to, you know, work a machine, we can learn how to, you know, build a house. And so there's things that can enhance our life in the sense of education and skills and abilities and so forth. That's all normal. Point number four, what about psychology and like human potential, you know, enhancing human potential, the human potential movement? And so there's a lot of psychology today that tries to enhance relationships and behavior and, you know, but you got to look at the sources again there, whether it's B.F. Skinner or whether it's, you know, Jung. And the occult background that he had, or Freud. I just can't handle Freud. But psychology, you can read, you can get, pick up little books going through your grocery store on self-help that have come from psychologists. Now, a lot of psychologists have moved into the new age, like the lady psychologist who was guided by an entity, a presence that led her arm, in like an automatic writing, to write the books, The Course in Miracles. Same thing as this guy's talking about. This master he's talking about, the entity that engaged Craig Hines, who wrote the book Gateway to the Gods, Alice Bailey, and I can go on and on and on. Literally, the presence behind Edgar Cayce, the presence behind the vast new age, Reiki healing, Sai Baba, and all kinds of, ramped up supernatural experiences. Let me tell you carefully, as predicted by the Spirit of God, counterfeit signs, wonders, miracles, healings, supernatural events will occur all around us. But you don't want to take what comes from the hand of a lethal demonic presence, though masqueraded as a feminine entity wanting to give you a happy birthday present. Dark powers enabling you, masqueraded as light, enabling you to heal others. We either become, in non-human supernatural enhancements, we either become vessels of the dark side, even when it's masqueraded. That's part of the issue for deception. God doesn't need to come with deception. God comes with halathia, truth, unveiling, revealing, bringing out himself. The dark side has to masquerade. The dark side has to do this. It's vital for them to have to do this. And this is the danger right now that we're living in. Now, the point number five, science. Science and what about gene splicing? What about genetics? What about transhumanists? What about those who are now believing that science can save us, science can heal us, science can find the death gene and get rid of it and give us immortality? There's a lot of things science can do. And listen, on a human scale, there's some good things, great things that are done to help humanity. But once again, like the Tower of Babel, once again, thrusting God away and saying, you know what, we are going to pull down immortality with our own hands. Really? So Ray Kurzweil, one of the authors, one of the transhumanists, runs around taking, you know, hundreds of vitamins, thousands in a year's time, trying to beat death while he's learning all that he can in this scientific development to become godlike. And then the sixth point, supernatural, the New Age movement, 2012 issues, you know, all across the board and around the world, the ramping up of planos spirits, entities, masters, a feminine entity. Oh, they can talk, that's for sure. They can impart powers, absolutely counterfeit to the Spirit of God imparting powers. So you gotta really take time to discern today. Even if you're seeking healing, seeking a miracle, seeking for something to happen, do you want the devil dressed up like an angel to give you that miracle with his hook always embedded? B, C, and D, we only got 10 minutes. Listen, I wanted to share today the depths of salvation, the possibilities of sanctification, and the fringes. Because glorification has only occurred to one, the Lord Jesus, in his resurrection from the dead, the ascension, and ultimately a glorification. He returned glorified from where he came from originally. B, depths of salvation. Got to realize that's what this is all about. The reason for looking for help and what transhumanists are trying to do and science is trying to do and so much in psychology. And you know what? We are broken. Something's wrong in the heart of man. Something needs to be fixed. A separation from God. We do evil things. We feel guilt. We know that we're corrupted. We know that we're dying and that we die and we go in a casket and we're buried in a grave. Unless like the 600 people in the Mediterranean Sea yesterday where the ship broke up, we just end up dying in the waters and floating around till somebody finds us. That's a fallen world. That's a broken world. That's a real world. Salvation means that God has fixed what is wrong. In Christ, what Christ did at the cross involves the immediacy of total forgiveness. The power of God coming on the inside of you, breaking the sin code, the sin nature, breaking the death code and Satan's rights to that death, and breaking Satan's rights. Let me encourage you for a background, write on the notes here if you want. Romans chapter 8, Colossians chapter 1. When you realize total forgiveness, freedom from that sin nature, and freedom from the ultimate death code that would lead to hell, absolutely freed from hell, freed from Satan's rights, and now the Spirit of God comes in, the power of God, a new nature, a new power for living, a instantaneous relationship with God Himself. God is either on the inside of you right now or on the outside of you knocking at your heart's door wanting to come in. Christ is either on the inside of you, and this incredible salvation with the power of God and all that was done at the cross is inside of you. Or right now, He and all of that power of God, work of God, is on the outside. Greatest miracle, beyond any miracle, it brings a healing in our relationship with God, and we are all of a sudden, listen, when you let Christ come into your life, and if you don't know Him right now, He's wanting to come into your life. And the Bible says that whosoever, wherever you are in all the world, whoever calls on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, believes on Him, receives Him into their life. Well, let me tell you, instantly forgiveness, instantly freedom from the sin nature, instantly freedom from the sin nature's power, sin code, death code, hell, Satan, all of it, and the indwelling of God, the power to live a new life, all the promises of God, and God's embrace of you and your ability now to grow and develop. I've only got a few moments, so I'm kind of speaking quickly on the most glorious aspects of God's great miracles. Salvation is a miracle. It fixes everything. It's glorious and it's personal. C on the note says the possibilities of sanctification. What is sanctification? You know, I define sanctification, the dynamic power of God that that guides believers in Christ into growing strong and powerful and able and enabling us to do the works of God. Sanctification is the Spirit of God on the inside, the Word of God on the outside, God in His providence around us, leading us to grow deep in the Word, grow deep in the character of Christ, grow into all that God has designed us to be, all that He's taken hold of us. Now read Philippians chapter 3. God has taken hold of you. You're supposed to take hold back. As a believer, you're supposed to grow. You're supposed to get in the Word of God and put it into practice and see tremendous development. The power of God to be a witness, power in prayer, the spiritual gifts that can be done. Listen, power of prayer. You ever read 1 John 5? This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He, Akuo, hears us. That means He hearkens to us. And if we know that He hearkens to us, we know that we have received the answers to those requests. So the power of sanctification involves becoming Christ-like. You will grow. You can grow. Don't let any past failures stop you. You are to grow powerful. You are to grow Christ-like. You are to grow spiritually deep. And then let God, let Christ work through you. Lead others to Christ. Do great things. Help pray in revivals. Pray for the healing of others. Use the spiritual gifts that God the Holy Spirit has given you. That's all in that process. And then point D, the fringes of glorification. You read 1 Corinthians chapter 15. You see what the future is. The Greek word used, atomic, in an unsplittable moment of time, in the twinkling of an eye and a flash. Atomic. On an atomic level, huh? The exerted power of God, the mortal, is instantaneously changed to immortality. Well, you read in that chapter the revelation of the coming glorification. It is indestructible, irreversible immortality that's able to see God and embrace God face to face. The revelation of that glorification there in 15th chapter of Corinthians, and then there's the physics of that glorification, by the exerted power of God. Point three, it's in the cross because of what Christ did at the cross. Glorification is coming. It's in salvation. If you're saved right now, the Spirit of God deposited in you is the guarantee of what's to come. Read, mark down Ephesians chapter 1. It's in salvation. The moment you accept Christ, the gift of eternal life. Read 1 John chapter 5. It's in the hands of God. He's done this. He's the infinite God. He's the one that does this salvation in Christ and gives the gift of eternal life and looks forward to seeing us face to face. It's beyond evolution. It's beyond the sadness of the concepts of reincarnation. It's way beyond any annihilationism. It is indestructible, irreversible immortality. It is God at work. My friends, as we draw near the end of this hour, the enhancement that comes from God, you only want what comes from God, leads to God, enhances you with God, broadens your experience in Christ. You can grow so broad and strong and deep in Christ and do. Offer yourself to God as a living sacrifice. Give God everything. Give Jesus Christ everything. If you're not saved, come to Christ. If you're saved, allow the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, to move in your life. Beware of the counterfeit. Unleash the real. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. We need your prayers. We ask for them. We need your support. We ask for that. That's our only commercial. Hey, see you tomorrow night, Wednesday. God bless. Good night.